It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dennis. Dennis House from WTNH.
So great to be here with you, Brian.
What's going on?
It's great to see you.
It's been a while. I mean, usually we're like two ships because you help help us out here, and we're glad for it. You know, I have so many things I want to talk about. First and foremost, the initial impetus to have you in is Denise's foundation has its golf tournament coming up.
Yes.
And I want to talk about that quickly. Then I want to get into a bunch of stuff because people don't understand about television news. You have it's true for the RNC, the Republican National Convention. It's true for the DNC. You still have to do your newscast after the network's off the air.
Oh, we do.
And are you sitting on set the whole time? Are you allowed to sit? Well, like, take this before we get to Denise and the golf tournament. What are those nights like for you?
So we have a 10 o'clock news, and Lisa Carberg and I are done with that about 10:40 because we have a sports show, Sports Extra. So at 10:40, we walk off the set, and then we have like 20 minutes to regroup for the 11 o'clock news. But this week, the 11 o'clock news has been the 12:15 news.
The 1 a.m. news.
Yeah, I mean, it has been brutal, Brian, because particularly on Monday with President Biden, that ran really late. And we were signing off. It was certainly past 1 o'clock by the time we were saying goodnight. So we usually watch it in the newsroom rather than sit on the set.
Right.
It's just a little bit easier. And we know, like, we're not going to get caught like, oh my, we have to go on the air like in a second, right? We know when the speech is winding down, and then there's the analysis with David Muir and the team. So it's been late, but we've been watching from the newsroom.
It's kind of crazy, the news cycle, right? I mean, you go from the debate to the assassination attempt to Biden dropping out to Harris coming in and getting momentum. And it's like, I don't know, you've been around for a few cycles. I mean, it seems like this one is a little bit different.
This has been the most dramatic convention in generations. I mean, I don't remember. Yeah, I was born in 1960. You know,
right, so you weren't covering 68.
Yes, yeah. But that was like the most tumultuous year. You know, yeah. We had assassinations, and President Johnson dropped out late in the primary. Well, right. Actually, fairly early in the primary process, but late.
But still, it was a sitting president who wasn't running. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the most dramatic that I remember was when I was in high school. Remember in 1980, there was talk that some last-minute deal that Ronald Reagan was going to pick former President Ford as his running mate.
Right.
And that was kind of a big deal. I remember watching that.
But we were little, though.
Well, I was in high school then. But yeah, I'm a few years older than you. But yeah, it was. but I remember that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been to a couple of conventions.
I've never gone. I've never come. It just seems like one big sort of fan fest.
Well, it is. And there's no real news made anymore. I was in 2000. I covered the convention of the Republican convention in Philadelphia with George W. Bush, and in Los Angeles with Al Gore, because Joe Lieberman was his running mate.
Right.
And George W. Bush was, he was elected the first and only president from Connecticut. He was born in New Haven.
Yeah.
So there was, you know, local angles to this, and that's why we went. But it's a lot of work.
As a local news guy, like, are you in a crappy hotel? Do you have to drive like 40 minutes? Like, how does it work?
We had good hotels, as I recall. I remember we stayed in Santa Monica for the Democratic convention, and it was at the Staples Center. So we did have to commute, but we were near the beach, which was kind of nice. And, you know, all the Connecticut delegates want to be on TV. So
they kind of follow you,
hey, I'm here in Los Angeles, put me on your show.
And funny how that works.
So they were all showing up at the time. And it was a lot of state pride because Joe Lieberman being the vice presidential nominee that year was huge.
So close, too. Yeah. I had some great conversations with Senator Lieberman before he passed.
What a shock. That was,
it's sad.
He was such a good guy.
Well, he just was so great to talk to. And, you know, someone who we didn't have a ton of history together, he was just very accessible. And, you know, whether you agree or disagree with his politics, he was... you could say a lot to him and he would respond with, if it wasn't so much kindness, at least diplomacy in a way. You had a conversation that was that felt more real. So I miss him. We're talking with Dennis House from WTNH here on Brian and Company. Okay. So Denise, like, first of all, your relationship, you co-anchored with Denise for how long?
We were co-anchors for 25 years.
That's incredible.
Everyone says we were the longest anchor team in Connecticut history together, more than 25 years. In fact, a student, I believe that she went to Duke. I remember she called us out of the blue and she said, I'm doing my thesis on longtime anchors. And she wanted to interview us. This was probably 8-10 years ago, something like that. So we anchored together for a long time. She was like a sister. She had no brothers. I had no sisters. So her death impacted me deeply. It was stunning. And it still hurts to think about it.
I'm sure. And, you know, they renamed the street down by FSB in her pictures in the lobby. And so, I mean, people, as we move along in years, maybe there's a little bit of separation. But if you're of a certain generation in Connecticut, I mean, she's synonymous with the news. And I'm just curious, like, how did the foundation come about? Like, because you've been involved in this, like, it seems like from the beginning. And again, I came back to Connecticut a little on the later side because I came back in 19, but you've always been attached to this. So, like, talk about it.
So I was Denise's closest friend, and we used to talk about what we would do post-television. And she said, you know, I want to come into a lot of money somehow and, like, have a foundation and be able to help people. And so as soon as she passed away, her husband, her daughter, Catherine, and Kara, my wife, who's the vice president of the foundation, we got together and we created this foundation. And it got off to a big start because the memorial, a lot of people donated money, right, and things like that. But then COVID came along,
right,
just a couple months after she died. So it really, we couldn't have any events. And finally, we did. We've had a couple of walks at Quinnipiac University to fund a cure for rare diseases. We've had the golf tournament. Our second one is coming up on September 17th. Make sure I have the date correct. I always forget.
That's a Tuesday, I believe.
Yes. Hold on one second. 17th. And then we have really exciting event on November 9th. It's the first annual Denise DiCenzo Foundation Human Spirit Awards Dinner.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And we're going to be giving out awards to people who really went above and beyond the call. Our first award is going to be a kindness award to the late Deputy Hartford Fire Chief Dan Nolan, who died suddenly earlier this year. He was involved in so many charities and helped so many people. And he was a good friend of ours, so he's going to be that. Dr. William Pettit will also be receiving an award. Jalen Hunt, who is a woman that she got a virus and she lost all of her limbs, and she's a college student in Connecticut. So just people who've faced extraordinary circumstances.
I love it. What a great idea.
So, and that's November 9th.
That's a niche that's not being filled here in Connecticut.
Correct.
And I love it. And that's the type of thing that will live on. Like, you'll do that, I'm assuming, every year.
Yes.
And honor more and more people. So September 17th is the golf. November 9th is the awards. Where's the awards?
That's going to be at the Hartford Marriott.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, the nice thing about it, Brian, is, you know, Denise worked with a lot of people who moved on to other stations and you know, around the nation and so forth, but even in Connecticut. And there are people whom she impacted deeply. And so we're getting a lot of help, and there'll be some attendance by some people from other stations. Kevin Nathan, I know, is a good friend of yours.
Yeah.
He did a piece on Dan Nolan. So that'll be presented at the awards dinner.
Right. It's when the competition gets put aside. Just, I did the same thing with...
Yeah.
With Trooper Pelletier's game. I know TNH is involved with the game on Saturday. I mean, listen, that's being put together by Rob Dibble over at iHeart. And that, they're our mortal enemy. But, I mean, the cause is important enough for you to put it aside.
You should run for office, Ian, because you would put...
I bring people together. Although some of the listeners would disagree with that.
Yeah, but you put party above, you know...
I do. I do. I believe that stuff is really important. And listen, I mean, not mentioning something that it's important isn't going to make or break the success or failure of my show.
Totally.
We're talking with Dennis House from WTNH here in Brian & Company. And again, if people are listening and want to be a part of it, whether it's to go to the gala on the 9th or the golf tournament on the 17th, just give us a couple details on the golf.
So I would go to the DeniseFoundation.org, and all the information is there. You can buy a foursome. And it's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Or you can be a sponsor if you want a sponsor hole or something like that, if you don't golf but maybe want to be a part of it. That's going to be held at the Weathersfield Country Club, which was closed last year for renovations. They redid the whole thing. That's why we didn't have the event last year. And so it is spectacular now. They've done some, you know, and golf courses need to be refreshed periodically. And so they did that both in and out on the course. There'll be a lot of people there. I'll be there.
Can you golf? Are you any good?
So I used to golf a lot when I was younger, Brian, and then I had kids, and it's time consuming,
yeah.
As you know.
Yes.
So I do a couple tournaments a year. I can golf. Sometimes I get a great shot. And
sometimes
you
don't.
I almost got a hole in one last year. It was a couple of inches away from the...
Was it on one of the tournaments where it's like closest to the pin type thing?
Yeah. No, that wasn't the one that you would have won, but it was the Hartford Golf Club, and it was for Hartford Healthcare. And I just a couple of inches, and I was like... And ironically, it was the same hole where my boss, Rich Graziano, actually got a hole in one a couple of years ago in the same tournament. So,
listen, we're going to take a break here. And again, if you go to DeniseFoundation.org.
DeniseFoundation.org.
Denise Foundation.
The Denise Foundation.
The Denise.
The Denise Foundation.
Oh, if you don't.
Denise knew that people could never spell her last name, so we kept it out of
that's actually really
any websites.
That's a really
like that.
Smart move.
because there's not
a chance I could do it. And again, the golf tournament at Weathersfield Country Club on September 17th and November 9th at the Marriott down at the Convention Center. And I love the idea of that award show. We're here with Dennis House from WTNH. What was the best concert you ever went to, by the way? Do you have one like that was it?
Well, I'd have to say...
you probably went to a bunch. You probably went to the Orpheum back in the day and a whole bunch of other places.
Well, my very first one was Jay Giles.
Oh.
At the old Boston Garden.
Oh.
When I was in high school. That was amazing. Only because it was my first one.
But I talk about that band. Like, they're one of the few... Like, I don't know what the deal is or somebody who's died, but, like, I would... love to see them, even if they were 80 years old and rolled out there. I mean, yeah. I love Freeze Frame and Rage in the Cage and a whole bunch of other songs.
So, you know, like looking back, so in the 80s, you know, I remember my brother and I, which the now defunct Cape Cod Coliseum, we went to, it was the Ramones and the B-52s, I believe, together.
Wow.
And I had just gotten my license. My parents let me take the station wagon.
Mistake.
You know, the Ford Country Squire with the wood on the side.
Well, that's why you have, in honor of that, you have wood on the side now.
I do. You know, I had, you know.
Have you seen his car? Oh, it's phenomenal. It's an SUV, but it's not a Jeep, but it's got wood paneling on the side.
I love that.
So it's a Buick Enclave. You know, I mean, I got kids and carpools. We could have a big car.
But it's got wood panel on the side.
So I had them put wood on the side, and I don't have it today because it's in the shop because I've had the worst luck in the last year. I was in New York, and it was in a parking garage. And they pulled it out, and the ski rack was dangling, and part of the roof was ripped up. I'm like, what? And
was it like Ferris Bueller parking garage guys?
Something like that. So I had to have that fixed. They paid for that. And then my neighbor's tree fell on me during that storm in January.
Oh, my goodness.
Wiped out the side of the car. And so I got it fixed. All new wood paneling. It was beautiful. And I'm on my street in June, July, whatever it was. And this elderly neighbor pulled out. And I was on a speed bump going literally like 2 miles an hour. And I thought I heard this crunch. I'm like, I thought I ran over a bike. I was freaking out. He just pulled into me. So it's being fixed again. So
take the bionic at some point. Maybe you got to get another one.
Three things without, but the wood paneling, I really.
It's hysterical. It's awesome.
I believe that there is sort of a, you know, people like nostalgia, right? Every car out there, every third car is gray today, right?
Yeah,
they're all gray. They look alike and they're silver or gray or black or white. You know, there's not a lot of choices. Back when we were younger, yeah, you can get a lot of different
colors.
Have a
little fun. It's funny you say, because we had a wagon that had wood paneling. And it was the type of thing, we went on long trips. First of all, no seatbelts, right?
No.
And we used to play the game in the back seat where you took a hard turn, you see how much you could smush the other person against the door. And we went on long trips. We put the back seat down, put sleeping bags in the back, and we would sleep in the back.
That was the first car I drove, too. We used to call it the bomb because it finally died at 302,000 miles. It was those old minivans with the wood paneling on the side.
It
was the very first van at 302,000 miles.
Who came up with the idea that it was like to put wood paneling on the side?
So I'll tell you, because I know this, right? So back in the day, they were actual wagons that they put wheels on when cars were new in like the 1920s and 30s, and they were actual wood up until about the 1950s when, you know, they would burn and rot.
With motors, they were wooden-sided cars.
With actual real wood for decades. And then, you know, once safety, semi-modern 50s came along, and they just would put the
faux wood.
Yeah, it's called Dynoc or whatever it is that, you know, it's almost like a paper, right?
Yeah.
You know, that they put on. And but the people who love my car the most are younger people in their 20s. It's amazing. Like, kids will pose in front of it and because they see it on TV. It's in Stranger Things. It's on The Goldbergs.
Oh,
it's on
funny.
Young Sheldon.
Right.
A lot of shows that are very popular with younger people have these Woodies because they take place in the 80s. And they've never seen one in person.
That's hysterical.
So my kids are like, you know, we were having dinner at West Hartford Center once, and the car was like, in a meter not too far away. And we're watching these people posing in front of it. We're like, what the?
I just think it's really, really funny. So quickly, Sunday, who's on the show?
So we have the first selectman of Oxford,
George Temple is my new favorite guy. The guy's awesome.
He's been amazing. He's been everywhere.
He's got such poise, too, about him.
Yeah, I think he's a reassuring figure to the people in Oxford during these difficult times. And we had a great story yesterday. The football team went and they helped clean out all the muck and the wet products of, you know, wet items that belonged to a woman who lived near the river. And so he was there to oversee that. Just an amazing guy. So we have his conversation coming up. Also sitting down with Connor Geary.
He's the best. He is the best. He's the entertainer for the UConn and the Yard Goats, right?
Yeah, he's the announcer for the Yard Goats, the Huskies, and the Connecticut Sun. And he just went up and did the game at the TD Garden in Boston. When the Sun played there? Was it Tuesday night? God, all these days are just blurring into one another. And he talks about his future and a recent offer he just got.
Wow.
So that's Sunday.
But he's a talent. I mean, and I really like him.
And a super nice guy.
Yeah.
Super nice
guy.
Just
had a baby, I think.
Yeah. He's got a second on the way.
Yeah.
His parents, his dad, whose name was Dennis, passed away recently. He used to work out at my gym. Really a nice guy. And I know his mom as well. So they're super nice people.
Well, Dennis, it's great to see you.
To see you, Brian. You and I go way back.
I know. Way back.
To a different era.
totally. But I really enjoy it. These moments we can just sit and talk. So it's great.
Absolutely.
Dennis House from WTNH. And again, the Denise... DeCenzo Foundation, September 17th at Weathersfield Country Club. If you want to get involved with the golf tournament and a great awards idea, go to thedeniseFoundation.org to look it up. It's in November on the 9th, and it's a great thing for Connecticut.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.